spot and forward differential. They also said, you know, we got another problem with options. If you buy an option to hedge you against the price risk in one direction, you'd be buying a call. If you were afraid of the risk of prices going up, you'd be buying a put. If you were afraid of price going lower, well, one thing we know about options is that their price effects are not one-to-one with their underlying instruments. There's the concept of the delta that's relevant. We know that the change in the value of an option is going to move in a variable proportion to changes of the underlying, and in the short run, that proportion is going to be bounded between 0 and 1. So, suppose I've got an at-the-money option. An at-the-money option has a delta of 0.5, which says that in the short run, if there's a $10 change in the underlying, I see my option changing by $5. Well, if I compare a $10 change to a $5 change, it doesn't look too effective. So wait a second, does that mean you can't use options to hedge? Well, you can use options, but you know what? If you're going to use options, you got to specify the way you're using them in a way that you'll be allowed to conform to this notion of effectiveness. And in particular, what you're going to have to do is segment out that time value of an option and say, oh, gee, I didn't mean to for the time value to have an impact here. I just really want to look at the change in the intrinsic value against the change of the hedged item. And there, if it's the same variable underlying the hedged item and the derivative, again, you're back to a one-to-one. But what they also said is anytime you decide to exclude some component, that excluded component must be recognized in earnings. So what does that say? That says that if you're buying options to hedge, you're buying an option to hedge something that's coming down and several quarters down, you're going to generate an income effect in advance of that date. Now, in current accounting, there appear to be two different methodologies, and I don't know that they're completely elective. I think one applies in one case, the other in another case, but either people are taking the time value right now and straight-lining it during the period between now and the value date in question. So although there is a current income effect, it's not volatile. It's a straight-line consideration. Or alternatively, they're taking the gain or loss on the derivative and they're deferring the whole thing and making a basis adjustment to the price effect of the hedged item. So those days are over under the new standard. Now we're talking about a very definite income effect in advance of a forthcoming cash flow, and one that will be volatile, one that reflects the changing time value from period to period. Now there is a third bullet here, change in the options volatility value. That's a change.